The number of wildfires and amount of land burned in Parch, California so far this year greatly exceeded totals for the same period in the disastrous wildfire year of 2020. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Between January 1st and July 4th, there were 4,599 fires that scorched 114.8 square miles, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. At least nine people who work at the California State Capitol tested positive for the coronavirus last week, including four who were fully vaccinated. That triggered the return of the mask mandate for lawmakers and staff. When the Capitol reopened last month, masks were still required in public places like hallways, committee rooms, and legislative chambers. Governor Gavin Newsom kicked off California's $1.1 billion plan to clean trash and graffiti from highways, roads, and other public spaces. At-risk youth and people who were formerly homeless and formerly incarcerated will be given priority for the jobs created by the three-year program. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. City of Arcata and the Lawson family have come to terms on a confidential settlement of a lawsuit filed against the city in relation to the killing of David Josiah Lawson. As part of the agreement, the city will partner with the Lawson family on the creation of a mural honoring David Josiah Lawson and will donate $25,000 to the Justice for Josiah Scholarship Fund. PG&E says it will extend the moratorium on utility service disconnections through September 30th. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.